And of course, as soon as I sit down, Pippa shows up. You want to get on the banky? You want to get on kitty banky?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody wants to get on the kitty blanket because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always get on the kitty blanket, and always the time that the Dubious Goals Committee begins. So, yeah, climb in there. Let us begin. Pippa positions herself on the blanket. Okay, sit down. Yeah, we gotta pet up a kitty. Yeah, some kitties need to get petted up, huh? Yeah, you gonna lick the blanket? I'm gonna take off some of this fuzz. Cause you can't, don't eat the lint. Pippa likes to eat lint. Lint and my hair and anything that resembles a string or thread. Yeah, that's not kitty food. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sit down. Get in there. Do some kitty business. Okay. I think we're settled. Do I have tea? Yes, I have tea here. It's behind me, but now I gotta reach behind me with my left arm, but the cat won't let me take my hands off of her. Oh, I gotta pet up the kitty. And if we don't use two hands, that's some kind of kitty crime. Always gotta use two hands, huh? Alright, so here we are. Dubious Goals Committee. What is happening? Well, it's really cold again today. So, you know, that's fun. And the only reason I have any concern is that I do have to go to the store today. There's no getting around it. I've got to run some errands because I'm out of the most important thing, which is sugar. Actually, I think I've got one serving of sugar left. But yeah, and the better, the sooner we go to the store, the better. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. I thought about going to the store during Dubious Goals Committee. We haven't done that in a while. But I don't know. What's the deal here, cat? Pippa can't seem to find a good way to sit down. Wait, what is it? Is it not enough room? There you go. How about that? Look at the. Oh, plenty of room for a kitty. And here we go, licking the blanket again. Okay, well, whatever. So I'm going to try to reach back for my tea. Okay, that was kind of successful. But now I got to switch hands and move it over here. Okay. So finally, I can drink some tea. And it's good. Oh, it's yummy. Yeah. I'm killing it. Ooh. Yeah, I needed that. Ooh, daddy. That was some good stuff. So yeah, I gotta go to the store. I need sugar. I need butter. And I should probably pick up a couple of other things just in case. I don't really need waffles, but maybe I'll grab a box anyway. Who knows? Because I'm thinking about going to the little store, not the big store. Do I need to go to the back channel? Yeah, I think that's the plan. I could go to the big store, but then I wouldn't be able to get waffles, but I don't really need waffles. But I could get a better price on sugar, but I kind of don't like their generic sugar because it's always just one solid lump of sugar. And I do need tea. I'm down to about a box and a quarter of tea. So, maybe in another day or two I'll go to the other store. But I think I'm going to go to the little store today. And that reminds me. Now I really do want to go to the little store because I gotta figure out that girl's name. There's a girl that works at the little store who started working there, oh, in the last couple weeks or so. And the last time I was there, I was buying my usual stuff, you know, waffles. waffles and sugar. And, as I was, I go up to the cashiers and, I'm usually looking for the cashier with the shortest line, right? So I get in the shortest line and it's this new girl. And, it's my turn and she's asking me, hi, and did you find everything? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. And then I noticed her name. She's wearing a name tag, but unlike all of the rest of the name tags in the store, this one is handwritten with like a ballpoint pen. And so I'm looking at her name tag, trying to figure out what her name is. And apparently, maybe I'm worried that I'm looking too long. And she looks at me and I sort of have to look away. Otherwise, it just looks like I'm staring at her chest, which I wasn't doing. I was trying to read the name tag. And so, with furtive glances for the entire time she's ringing up all my groceries, I'm thinking, what is this girl's name? And I'm trying to read it on her name tag. And I couldn't quite figure it out. I've never seen this name before. I don't know what it is, but it looked like DeBlue. DeBlue. And I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know anything about this name, what ethnicity it could be. Because she's a very interesting person. She is of some unknown ethnicity. And she's kind of cute. She's got black hair. You know how much I love black hair. She's got this sort of cute round moon face. And this funny name. DeBlue? Is it DeBlue? How do I pronounce this? What is even the name? I'm not even sure I was seeing it properly. It might be DeBlue. It looked like it. I'm not entirely sure. Between the handwriting and the, thin lines of ballpoint ink, I couldn't quite make it out. And I thought, oh, wait, I'm not stupid. I'll wait until I get my receipt and, her name will be on the receipt. And I'll be able to figure out what it is. So we get done and I pay and she hands me the receipt and I check the receipt and no. This is the store that uses numbers to identify their cashiers and she's cashier 101 apparently. Unlike my other store that puts the actual names on it. So, okay, see you later, Pippa. So I don't actually know what this girl's name is. I'm very curious. And I don't know what to do. Should I ask her if I see her? Do I ask? I'd be afraid she'd say something like, well, I'm wearing a name tag, you idiot. Or is it too creepy? Would it be really creepy if some customer asked you what your name was when they didn't really even need to know? I don't know. It does seem weird, though, a little bit, doesn't it? Yes, no, maybe? I don't know. But I've been thinking about that name. What does it mean? It means of blue. It means maybe the L wasn't an L. Maybe that was an I, which would make her name DeBlue. Which in French would be DeBlue. Which, I don't know, does that make any sense? This is not a name I've heard. Oh, good tea, but I'm almost running out. I'm down to 1/3 of a cup. Mm-hmm. Now I'm down to 1/4 of a cup. Mm. Rapidly running out of tea. I'm very curious about this person's name, but on the other hand, I am kind of sensitive. I don't want to hassle people who have odd names or slightly different names. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm coming after them or flipping them crap or throwing shade or anything like that. I have a weird name. And I don't have any problem with hitting anyone over the head with a 2x4 if they flip me crap about it. So I don't want to hassle the girl. I'm just curious. And it's one of those things where once she tells me what it is and pronounces it, then I'm going to want to know all about it. Which is intrusive. And that's intrusive behavior on my part. You know, I don't feel like I need to explain my name to anybody. But I sometimes do. I don't know what to do. It's a very, very interesting idea. Huh. But you know what? Now that I can't really think of anything else to do, maybe we should go to the store right now. Oh, yo, that means I gotta change clothes and stuff, don't I? That means we gotta get in the car, go out in the cold. It's cold today. I don't know. What to do? What should we do? Oh, I don't know. We might as well go to the store, I guess. All right. Yeah, let's go to the store. We're going to use the magic transporter to get there. It's magic. Because all I got to do is count down from three, and then suddenly we'll be at the store. Count along with me now. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, sitting in the parking lot. Let's go buy some stuff. Ooh, it is a little bit cold out here today. It's brisk. I'm not entirely certain what the temperature is, but it's somewhere between 0 and 5 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not wearing the big coat or anything, just got my regular stuff on. And here we go, into the store. In the vestibule, into the store properly. Gonna grab a red plastic basket. And we're ready to rock. Oh, and it occurs to me. It occurs to me that I have forgotten my glasses. Do I want waffles? Yeah, I better pick up some waffles just in case. Although, might as well. I do have my sunglasses on, but I forgot my regular glasses. These sunglasses are prescription, so we're good, but I'm going to take them off anyway. All right. One box of waffles. Take off the sunglasses. Gotta remember what we came here for. Sugar. The most important thing in the world for our little toaster is beet sugar. I do love beet sugar. All right, here's the refrigerated case. Where is the butter? Not here. So let's go back over to aisle 20. Yes, butter, eggs, biscuits, orange juice, soy milk, and coffee creamers. The big question is, will they have my butter? Oh wow, they do. Hooray. Yay. They don't have the half sticks, but that's fine. I got my Minnesota butter. Pretty happy about it. Made in Minnesota. Minnesota. Which is not that far away from where I live. I can probably be in Minnesota in 4 hours. Maybe a little less. Knowing how I drive. All right, aisle 9. Homing in on a 10-pound bag of sugar. What's on sale? Ooh, look at this. We have a sale.
What's the limit, though? Do I want to know? I do not want to know. Doesn't say. Alright, so one big fat bag of beet sugar. That was fun. Okay, sugar, butter, waffles. What else do I need? Got black pepper, herbs, spices, anything down that aisle? No, I think I got everything. Got plenty of maple syrup. What else do we need? I got a big box of Rice Krispies, so I don't need any of that. We might as well head down here and grab some of the rice business. At the store. Here we go. Get two of these. And then we walk 5 meters down here. And since we bought two of these, then we need to get two of these. Now, what else do I need? Now I gotta walk by the donut case. Whew! Luckily, they don't have any of my donuts. So, don't need to worry about being attracted to donuts. As I look around, I don't see DeBlue anywhere, if that is in fact her name. Which is... Maybe I read that wrong, was it? Maybe it was... No, I couldn't have. I don't know. But I don't have my glasses, so if we run into her, I'm not going to be able to read the name tag. I don't see her anywhere. We are approaching the cashier zone. Da-da-da-da-da. What do we got? We got one lane that's way too full. It's not her anyway. I don't see my DeBlue anywhere. So we're coming up here to the express lane. 2, 4, 6, since I only have 7 items. Alright, so... Where's my magic card? I know I got it in here somewhere. As I look around, I peruse the tabloids. All about the royal baby! I'm really excited about it. So here we go. Beautiful. Yeah, always fun, the traditional 10-pound bag of sugar. Is that one cut too? There you go.
Alrighty.
See you next week. Alright. Had to double bag some stuff because some bags were cut. And we're gone. We're out of here. In the vestibule. Back into the parking lot. It smells like hamburgers. Why does it smell like hamburgers? Well, any number of reasons, but today's reason
is that we are downwind of Burger King. On one side of this parking lot, we got a Burger King. On the other side of this parking lot, we have my Greek restaurant, whose food I do love oh so much. Haven't been there in a little while. I need a hamburger. No, I want a gyro. No, I want souvlaki. And as I return to my car, throw the groceries onto the passenger seat, come around to the driver's seat. Yeah, let's get in the car. Ugh. All right, it's time to go home using the same magical method. All we need to do is to count down from three. 3, 2, 1. Okay, 0. Oh, y'all, here we are back in my house. Ugh. I don't have enough arms to carry all this stuff, but that's okay. I got it figured it out. All right, and here we are in the kitchen. Woohoo! We can put the bags down. We can take the sunglasses off. We can put the keys on the counter along with my wallet. Okay, are we good? Are we live? Ow. Ow. Ow, it's painful. Ow. Oh, can't believe it. I got my jacket off. That's amazing. Some kind of miracle. Why are my pants right here? Oh, yeah. Oh, and here comes Pippa to see what's going on. You want to smell my stinky socks? What are you smelling? Do I smell like hamburgers because I was downwind of a Burger King while they're cooking all the hamburgers? Because they only cook them once a day. Alright. So, this bag can go back downstairs. Ow. Ow. My knee is doing a thing now. That's not good. And that bag will go there. We need to make some tea or something. I don't know. What do I feel like doing? Yes, welcome to the Dubious Just Got Back from the Store Committee. We walk up here to find Pippa looking in the bags. What are you looking for? And all this stuff had to be double bad because everything was weird. And the worst part of it is, you know, that guy, that cashier, is my favorite cashier. Because he's great. He's very fast. And I think he's got a touch of CP. Because he does not have full usage of his right arm. And here's this guy trying to put a 10-pound bag of sugar into a plastic bag that's slid up the side. It's like, dude, I'm really not trying to hassle you. Ugh. All right, so we put the butter up here in the yeast compartment where I have all my creative yeasts. I got Cote de Blanc, Montrachet. Where's my other champagne? Where's my... Oh, yeah. All right, and we got the big box of waffles. Waffles! The bag of waffles that won't come free of the bag. Boxes of waffles, open them up. Put the individual sleeves in the freezer. And now, oh, Pippa's back. Hey, look at this. Here's a box. Look, you can stick your head in that box. It'll be super fun for a kitty. Because kitties like to put their heads in boxes. Now, where's the receipt? I don't know. I see it nowhere. Matters not. All right. Well, that was a really good trip to the store. Only because it was so fast. I was only there for 10 minutes tops, plus the travel time each direction is only about a minute, minute and a half. So yeah, somebody's winning. And it's me. My name is Tobe. So okay, let's sit down here. Let's get the feet under the banky, take a sip of tea. Ooh, getting low on tea. Oh, it's so good.
I do love tea. I just can't get enough. So, as I was saying, a fairly successful trip to the store today to buy 10 pounds of sugar, 1 pound of butter. What am I going to make with 10 pounds of sugar and 1 pound of butter? I don't know, shortbread. My cat's up in the kitchen yanging. I don't know what she's yanging at. But we did not see the girl in question at the grocery store, whose name may or may not be DeBlue. I cannot think of any other possible way to pronounce that. Maybe I read it wrong. Maybe I just don't know what's up. Who knows? Ow. So anywho, we're going to have to go back at another time to run into her. And I will ask her. I'm going to have to ask. I need to know. It's kind of bothering me a little bit. My curiosity. The other thing you need to know about that entire trip, as I was driving to and from the store, I did turn on the radio and I did have it on the classic rock station. And you'll be glad to know that I heard absolutely no classic rock songs. Tuned in just in time to catch that 20-minute stretch of commercials. Losing my voice. So that was weird. So I didn't get to hear any classic rock. Oh no. Maybe I'll live. Maybe I'll die. Maybe nobody will ever know. Now you might be thinking, oh, that's too bad, Tobe. You didn't get to hear any classic rock. Classic rock. You know, but, you know, maybe this is a mixed blessing. Maybe I avoided hearing a lot of classic rock that I don't like. You know, there's a lot of bad music in the 70s, just as there was a lot of bad music in the 80s, and the 60s, and the 90s, and the 2000s, and the 50s. Just because music was in a decade doesn't mean it's good. Take my word for it. So yeah, maybe I should be thanking my lucky stars that I missed, you know, some Fleetwood Mac. Oh God, I can't. Or maybe I missed some Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Maybe I missed some Bruce Springsteen. I hope so. Maybe I missed some John Cougar Mellencamp. Yeah, I hope I did. Thank you, classic rock god, for not making me listen to any John Cougar Mellencamp or Bruce Springsteen. Those jingoist tool bags. Yeah, they're not just tools. There are entire bags of tools. No, Bruce Springsteen, I'm even going to go so far as to say that he is a tool shed. He's not just a tool. He's not a tool box. No, he's not a tool bag. No. He's an entire shed full of tools. And I would like to expand on that more, but I really can't. I got to get out of here. My name is Tobe. You have been listening to The Dubious. Let's go to the store to buy 10 pounds of sugar and a pound of butter, plus some waffles and some other random crap that we don't need committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I got to go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.